alternative for the Front Range.
You gotta open up his eyes to the music.
94.3 The X.
What's up, Marla?
Good morning. It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, and unfortunately, headphones not working for you so well.
I've got one ear I can hear out of. Yeah, that'll be all right.
But the other one is deaf today. I'm sorry about that. But
no worries.
We'll make this work. If you have a question for psychic Marla Mitchell, give us a call. 1-800-595-2943. She's here until 9 o'clock. And what we like to do to kind of kick off things, try and get past the headphone issue, is birthdays today, numerology. What year are people in if today's their birthday?
Today is October 12th. So you guys are a Libra if you didn't know it, if today is your birthday. And in numerology, if you haven't listened before, we talk about personal years. And those run from 1 to 9 and back to 1. And they're sequential. So if you're in a 2, next year you're in a 3. Mm-hmm. So this year, everyone born on today is in a 4 personal year. Molly's favorite, it's work your ass off year.
No, I like the party your ass off.
Oh, the party your ass off year. Okay. Well, this one's the work your ass off year.
Oh, boy.
And it's about organization and hard work and setting goals and all of those things. And it really is about just noticing, you know, what your vision is, and the spirit is here to help you with your vision, but you're going to have to work for it. Now, the hardest thing in a 4-year is if you are not being logical and practical and staying really grounded, spirit will put obstacles in your path to make your life a little bit more difficult this year. That's hence the work your ass off
year. I thought you were going to say it'll make your life a living hell. I thought that's where you were going.
Well, I didn't want to say that because I don't want to scare people.
Right.
But a 4-year can be very, very challenging because you need to be organized. You need to stick with your goals. It really is just about, you know, putting the pedal to the metal, putting your head down and focusing. And if you get an obstacle, then take a step back and say, where did I go off path? Where did I, you know, did my ego get in the way? And did I start judging people? Did I start being really down on myself? Am I trying to control or force things? Because in a 4-year, we do tend to want to force things and control things more. Mm-hmm. And you will learn the hard way that spirit will put an obstacle up and you'll really be challenged. So this is just being really realistical, not being too strong-willed other than the belief in yourself that you can do it. But it's a good year because you can get a lot accomplished and just stay focused. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. That is the 4-year work your ass off year. My goodness. 1-800-595-2943 to talk to psychic Marla Mitchell this hour. Or you can shoot us a Facebook message, 94.3 The X. Ask what your spirit animal is. If you want to ask something but don't know what you want to ask, or maybe you feel embarrassed to ask, you can either use a fake name or ask for a cold reading. Those are always popular.
Those are high level, and sometimes it narrows down to either career or finances or health or love, but usually it's pretty high level and it kind of kicks up a bunch of stuff going on in your life.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Definitely. 1-800-595-2943. 94.3 The X, who's this?
Emily.
Hey, Emily, what's your question for Marla?
So I just recently got engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I wanted to see if Marla could tell me if this is a good idea.
Whoa. Okay. So I'm just going to ask, are there some doubts without giving me any information? Just yes or no. Do you have some doubts or why are you at? Yeah. Yes.
Mostly because it's been off and on in the past. Mm. And I feel like there's been a lot of positive changes made.
Okay, so you just want to make sure this is for your highest good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And what was your name again? I'm sorry?
Emily.
Emily. Hi, Emily. Okay, let me just look and see if this path. And what is your fiance's name? You can give me a fake one.
Luke.
Okay, Emily and Luke. All right, let's see what we get here. Let me cut. And so just recently engaged, like in the last week or so?
Yeah.
Okay. Is anybody a Scorpio or a Sagittarius or a Cancer?
No.
Okay. I got those 3 zodiac signs. And those, you don't have to be any of those, but if you are, it tells me another thing about that's going on in the relationship.
Well, he's December. Is that?
So is he early December?
Late.
late. Okay, so he's a Capricorn. Okay.
Okay.
But we have Scorpio and Cancer. So the Cancer is coming in, the Cancer sign, which is known as the Chariot in tarot. That is the kind, or the card of soulmate. So you are with a soulmate. Now, soulmates are very important people to us. They can be not just lovers and partners in marriage or relationship, but they can also be children and best friends and parents. To me, it's a like a contract that we have with this person that we're going to meet them in this lifetime, and we're going to share some very important lessons and things like that. But they can be significant enough to be a life partner, okay? So
okay.
You are with a soulmate, and you are learning important lessons from him. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And you understand that you've already been learning some tough ones?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see why you're questioning it. I do pull a card of take your time, get clarity, overcoming odds, meaning it may look, what's the word I want to use? It may look like it could be, you know, high and low and high and low, but a lot of this is just about how you choose to react to certain events that come up. Okay.
Okay.
Have you set a date yet?
Yeah.
When?
It's in November.
This quick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That could be what the, okay. So the Scorpio card is probably the date you're getting married in, because that's November Scorpio. Okay.
Okay.
So that covers that. So then the other thing is the Sagittarius. Is it late November or early November?
Late.
Oh, that's the Sag. Okay. So Scorpio, Sag. Interesting. All the cards look fairly favorable. It shows growth. It shows change. It shows Hangman is the only thing that I want to just throw out there. Everything looks good. The Hangman is about, let me see how this applies to a really, really soon marriage. It's more about your level of commitment. Are you able to hang in there? Are you, you know, do you have that strong foundation within your heart to stay in the marriage no matter what? You know what I'm saying? Just,
right.
Just that dedication. Let me look at you guys on a teeter-totter. Hold on a second. Emily and Luke. You know, you both look at each other. You both feel very, I feel love. I do feel that you are more inclined to do the work than he is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're more inclined to push up your sleeves and say, all right, we have this issue. Let's work on it. He's more inclined to let you do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You are the fixer. And he's like, okay, whatever. So if you can get him more engaged in, like, if there's a discussion about a major life-changing thing, whether it's moving across the country or a huge job change for one or both of you, keeping him in the conversation, keeping him involved, his opinion, his, sometimes people just roll over and let the spouse do all the choices, right?
Right.
You don't want that responsibility. You want to share this with him. So keeping him engaged, maybe either you guys learning more about how to communicate, how to share important decisions, so both of your needs are met. You don't want someone who just rolls over and lets you make all the decisions, because then that's not fair for you or him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. But it may take some therapy or just some work on that kind of thing. But it looks good. I would say, yes, it's okay to marry him.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yay.
That's good.
Congratulations.
Don't want to creep you out or anything.
But
we're feeling the vibe right now.
You going to listen to all that new rock alternative?
And I think you like us.
You want to split it?
94.3 The X. Front Range Alternative.
Hey, Hillary, what's your question for Marla?
I am just curious about my career path. I have a couple different ways, directions I could take my life at this point in time, and I'm just wondering Marla's thoughts.
Okay. Let's see. So I don't want to, I'm trying to figure out how you want to do this. So are you, whatever you're doing now, you're thinking of changing it completely to one of two choices, correct?
Well, actually a few. I'm taking my last semester of classes, so after quitting school, I need to do something else, and I have a variety of options.
Okay.
All are kind of very different. So
okay, so if you, let me just do a couple cards. Hold on, just see if you're thinking correctly. There's that Sagittarius coming in. Are you a Sag? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. So take your time, stay balanced. There is no hurry is what I'm getting. It's not going to be what you expect. Do you have a couple choices for me that I can just look at, like maybe your top two choices?
I'm going to be applying to vet school here.
Okay.
I have an option, a couple options of like training horses or personal trainer. They're all very different.
Okay, but they're all with animals.
A personal trainer is not.
Okay, I thought you meant personal training
with the horses.
With the horses. So this is with
they're totally separate.
They are very separate. Okay. Rather than flip cards, I'm going to just kind of ask you a couple questions back, because when we have difficult decisions to make, it really is important to get out of our heads, to get out of our ego, because the ego resides in the mind, right? And spirit resides in the heart. So if I were to ask you to take away your fears around going to doing the vet school thing and working with horses and large animals, if you were to take your fears, all of your worries, because, you know, vet school is a long haul. If you were to take all those fears out about money, whether you can do it, the grades, the time involved, what does your heart tell you?
Deep down, I really want to train horses, but I guess my biggest fear is the money.
The money, the cost. Okay.
The lack of money coming in.
If
I choose that option.
Up until then. Okay. Once you're a vet, and then the money comes in, but it's like, what, a 7-year school, isn't it? Something like that?
Yeah, I think I'll have only four.
Oh, only four more. Okay. And then the other one, the personal trainer for people, that one you could start fairly soon, correct?
Yes.
And then you wouldn't be going to school. Would you still go to school or some other type of schooling?
It's possible, but I definitely will use that as like an interim job for, you know, in between whatever kind of job, real long-term job I get, unless that turns into a long-term job. Who knows?
Yeah. Personal trainer. Let me just look at that. Hold on. If you weren't afraid of personal training, whatever you might be giving up or something like that, take your fear out of that. What does that feel like to you?
That feels good. I think my fear with that would be that I would be missing out on the animals.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way you can do both? Can you be a personal trainer while you're in school?
Yeah, I could do that for sure.
Because that's what I'm getting. I'm getting, you know, if it's been your dream or you're feeling like you're giving up something by giving up the veterinarian work, then do something that doesn't affect your income or helps you with your money worries while you're in school. Because if your passion really is animals, you don't want to give that up, right?
Right.
Especially if you're only worried about money. So then find a way to have the money coming in while you're in school to be a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Let me just ask, if you were to do the veterinarian route, is this for your highest good? Let's just put that out there and just see what you can expect. So that looks good. Oh, wow. The hardest thing is, okay. I got pregnancy, which doesn't necessarily mean you're pregnant, but it means opportunities, giving birth. It's a very rewarding card. It means things are going to happen, but not right away, which does fit with the veterinarian school. What is your sign?
Aries.
You're the Aries. Okay. Aries sometimes, you know, they can be very assertive, very bold, very strong, very courageous. But a lot of times they have, like all of us, they have insecurities about their own decisions and choices. And so if you were to just focus on what your passion is and what your dreams are, and not let something as, I don't want to say trivial, but money is energy. And energy comes from everything. And so if money's the only worry and your real passion is veterinarian school, then go for school. because it looks good. I get pregnancy. I get job opportunities. I get dreams come true. It looks really good. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Hillary.
All right. Thanks. It's 94 through the X, Front Range Alternative Psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio until 9 o'clock. And if you have a question for her, give us a call, 1-800-595-2943. Also have Facebook messages. I want to get the spirit animals kicking.
Oh, I know.
I'm trying to think of a person to say, how about what's my mom's spirit animal?
Oh, your mom's?
Jean.
Oh, that's interesting. Hers is, I'm trying to think what kind of animal that is. Hold on. It's a really skinny, I don't know what it's called. It's like a, it crawls in the trees. It's got a long tail. It's something like you'd see down in, Central America or South America.
Is it like a lemur?
It's like a lemur kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Or even a meerkat kind of thing. A really skinny, long tail. You know how they come up and...
Yeah.
I don't know if meerkats climb in trees.
Yeah,
but
I don't think they do. I think they burrow.
They burrow?
I think. I don't know.
I think they do too. This feels... I'm going to go with meerkat.
Okay, meerkat.
Because I think it's... I see it more on the ground than I do in the trees.
Okay. But it's kind of like a weasel type.
It's kind of a weasel type. So I don't know if Jeannie wants that, but...
Aw. Well, the weasel... I remember, because you saw a weasel with me before.
Oh, I did? So mother-daughter?
Yeah, okay. And it really... I don't remember the meaning of it, but it wasn't bad. It was actually, you know, pretty good. So, a meerkat. That's adorable.
And I was looking at, you know, since... I don't know if it's good or bad, but since they're in the... news everywhere. I was looking at Donald Trump to see what animal he has.
Yeah, what does
And actually,
like
his is coming in as a bear.
Interesting.
It is a bear.
A bear.
And let me look at Hillary's. Hillary's is a bird. It looks like a, I'm going to say pelican. A pelican. I don't know why.
I just like, yeah.
I got
funny.
Pelican for her and a bear for Trump.
Bear. So. That's really interesting because aren't bear spirit animals kind of like kind of motherly, I think? Like mama
I'm
bear
not,
and like given what's in the...
This is a
really
male
weird.
Bear. I'm
a
not
male
sure.
Bear. Okay. So maybe he's just an angry, mean bear.
And you know, our spirit animals doesn't really have to do with our personality.
Right.
It's more about what is going on in our life or what's here to guide us.
Right.
And so, you know, it has nothing to do with what we look like or anything like that. It's more about what lessons we're learning.
Right.
So Trump is learning about a bear lesson.
Yeah.
And Hillary's learning about a pelican lesson.
Yeah.
And you'd have to look it up.
I feel like pelicans are very majestic, and I feel like pelicans would do that Hillary shimmy and just kind of like go on with life.
I have no idea. I haven't looked up pelican in a while. So
1-800-595-2943 if you want to talk to psychic Marla Mitchell, give us a call. 94 through the X, who's this?
Carolyn.
Hey Carolyn, what's your question for Marla?
I just wanted a general reading in my spirit animal.
Oh, right. You want both. All
there
right.
We go. I told you we needed to kick off the spirit animal.
Okay, so Carolyn, yours, it's something white. Hold on, I'm just kind of looking while I'm shuffling. Oh, we've never had this before.
Ooh.
I hope you're okay with it. It's a white rodent. It's a white rodent. So I don't know. It could be a mouse or it's not real big. It's like a little rodent with a long tail, but it's white.
Huh.
So you might have to look up mouse or rodent, rodent family. It's not like a weasel type thing. It's more of a little white mouse. And I think there are, Molly's checking, I think, if there is a mouse.
I'm looking. There's a lot of stuff.
With rodents? Okay.
You have a gift for paying attention to the minutest of details in everything you do. You can easily... Whoops, I clicked a link on accident. There's a lot of stuff if you just Google it. Mouse spirit
animal. Did that make sense about paying attention to details?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a very detailed person.
Okay, so look up your little white mouse. And I don't know if the color has anything to do with it or not. Usually when something's white, like an animal's white, it has more to do with the angelic nature or the spiritual nature or the purity of it. So
I'm a very spiritual person.
You are? Oh, there we go. So you are a spiritual mouse. There you go. All right. And then as far as a cold reading... I've got congratulations, the pregnancy card. I'm guessing you're not pregnant.
No.
Or are you? Okay. I also pull three zodiac signs. Actually, four. I got Virgo, Aries, Leo, and Libra. Any of those you?
No.
Okay. That tells me something else. So right off the bat for a cold reading.
Scorpio.
You're the Scorpio. Awesome. Birthday coming up. Happy birthday. You are working on getting yourself out of a rut. I pull the rut card. So there's some pattern, there's some behavior with you that needs to be let go of, correct?
I'm going to school late in life. Yes.
Okay. All right. So that can be very, it can be very challenging. And it can be, especially late in life, you have a lot of responsibilities already, and now you have school on top of it. The Aries card is crossing, which means keep the assertiveness up. Just put the pedal to the metal and focus on your school. Focus on what's really important for you. Narrow down your goals. You know, try not to be too scattered, but use that little mouse to keep yourself into the details that are important. Okay. Not the ones that aren't.
Okay.
You have a tremendous amount of strength. You're very, very strong. You can do this. I feel it. You also need to have better boundaries with other people. So sometimes people may not understand, you know, all the things that you're juggling and how hard you're working. They may require things more from you. And you're going to have to say no. You're going to have to be just very, very consistent. You understand that, too. Be very consistent.
Yes.
Okay. And
you're
then,
very right on.
Wonderful. Thank you. There's a little bit more here. You are on the right path. So, yay.
Oh, thank God.
Everyone likes to know, am I marrying the right person? Am I on the right path? Am I in the right career? Mm-hmm. You are. I get the priestess, which is the high road, meaning you are on your highest path. So congratulations. Good. You do need to take a lot of time studying and really focusing on, you know, what's important. But get that alone time, too. So don't overdo the studying. Make sure you get the self-nurturing that you need. You're going to be very successful with your school. I get pregnancy and I get job opportunities like I did the previous gal when she'd called about veterinarian school. Same kind of cards coming in. You're going to be fine. It's going to be good. It's a dreams come true for you when you get done.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Awesome. Congratulations, Carolyn.
Can I ask one quick question?
Real quick.
I have a lot of bad luck. Is that going to change?
Okay. First, you need to change the wording or the attitude of bad luck. It's your perception. I'm not saying you don't have bad things happen. I'm just saying when things happen to us and it seems to be continually one thing after another, then you need to look at how you're perceiving it. Because usually when things happen to us, It's for a reason, and it's for a lesson.
It's very challenging.
Yeah, and it is challenging. If you can just look at, okay, this thing happened, and I don't like it, but I can accept it and not dwell on it or hold on to it or call it a name. Don't label it bad luck. Just label it something's happening. A lot of people, you know, we can look at other people's lives and see that they may have more stuff happening than we do. And we can be, wow, thank God. But, you know, we all sign up for different lessons in this lifetime. And we all have different things happen. Some people have more illness. Some people have more death. Some people have more career challenges or love issues. It's just whatever we signed up for. And so just when something happens that you perceive as bad, always look at what the lesson is for you or what you're learning from it, and then let it go. And if you can't see the lesson, then just accept it and then move through it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. That was very helpful.
But you don't have bad luck. You just have a lot of stuff happening. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thanks. It's 94.3 The X. That was actually a really good question because bad things happen to all of us, and it's definitely just how you look at it and the attitude that you have. And I think it's important to just, especially during like Mercury retrograde, like this last phase, it was bad. And I know it affects everyone differently, but for me, it was like every other day, there was some kind of not technological issues, but just more miscommunications and misunderstandings. It's like every other day there's something happening. And
September was a rough month.
Yeah, you just kind of have to live in the moment
and just push through.
Yeah, live with it.
Accept it. You don't have to like it. But yeah, you know, we all have our stuff, and we can be victims and say, poor me, you know, I've lost this relative. You know, I had a gal yesterday in my office, and she had so much death. I mean, she was, I can't imagine how many people she's lost in her life. And she was rattling off sisters and and brother. And I'm like, you know, you just start having all this empathy for her. And it's like, we all have things happen. Some people have illness after illness, and it's whatever we need to have happen to help us stay connected to source, stay connected to our spirit and work through. But yeah, just don't label it as bad luck. Just try to just stay detached from labeling.
Yeah, because I'm sure good things happen too.
Yeah, yeah. So, sometimes it can feel like bad luck if that's all you're focusing on.
Yeah.
Instead of all the good stuff.
The Front Range is home for new music discovery. 94.3 The X.
Or you can shoot us a Facebook message like Jean did. Jean is looking for a cold reading, or I guess a relationship reading, with her and her boyfriend, John. She's an Aries. He's a Virgo.
Jean and John. Okay. Virgos love Aries. That's just, I don't know what it is about it, but I've had more people come who are either Virgos or Aries, and there's some draw between those two signs. Huh. Now, you're mixing earth and fire. And what does fire do to earth? It burns it. So be a little bit careful, Jean, but it can work. It's the Virgos
no,
are...
She's the Aries.
She's the Aries.
Yeah.
Oh, she might burn him. Okay. So Virgos, you know, there's the adventure, the excitement, because Aries can be very on the go, busy, traveling, do all this fun stuff. But let's just look at the cards and see what Jean and John have going on. There's change. Okay. This relationship is going to help both of you with your, it's going to test your fears, your insecurities, like most relationships do. But this one's going to be a little challenging, not necessarily in a bad way or a good way, just challenging. It can be a struggle at times. Does she say how long they've been dating?
She does not.
Okay. I'll just look at you guys on a teeter totter. You know, it's too soon to tell, or at least in my head, even if you've been dating a while, it feels like there's still a lot of, things to be worked on or issues to be discussed. It's like one or both of you puts something on the back burner that needs to be talked about. So maybe Jean, you may have an issue with John, like maybe he works too much, or maybe he doesn't want to see you as much as you want to see him, or vice versa. There's issues that need to come to the surface that need to be discussed. Now is a good time to bring some stuff up. We're not in Mercury retrograde or anything that would cause a lot of misunderstanding. But I do feel some mismatch there. So good communication between the two of you, clearing the air. If you don't understand something, then ask. Don't be afraid to bring it up and just say, hey, what did you mean by that? Or, hey, you know, I understand you're working a lot. What can I do? You know, how can we make this work? Mm-hmm. But it does look okay. I'm not pulling marriage or anything like that yet. It's too soon. But just one day at a time. Yeah. Just
all right.
Just keep going for it.
Cool. So they're still growing.
They're still growing, and they're learning some very important lessons from each other.
All right. Awesome. That was from Jean on Facebook, 94.3 The X. Jacob would like to know his spirit animal.
Jacob. Okay. That one came in fast. It's a little red fox or orange fox. It's a fox. Yeah.
Cool. Foxes are fun.
Foxes are fun.
Awesome. Cool. Oh, by the way, Jean says they've been together 10 months.
Okay. So it is fairly new and
All right. Cool. Whitney would like to know her spirit animal and what year in numerology she's in. Her birthday is 11/30.
Okay. So Whitney, you are in a 5 personal year, which means next year you'll be in a 6. Your birthday's November, so the five is coming on really strong right now. And the five energy is, so last year you worked your ass off. This year you're in a five, which can be learning flexibility, spontaneity, maybe some travel, but it can be kind of a chaotic year. Things not always going as planned, so you're just kind of learning to go with the flow. It can be just very, very busy and kind of scattered energy, but it's all good because it's here to teach you to be spontaneous. Your spirit animal is, okay, it's coming in as a, what is that? I'm trying to see. It's a male. It's a deer because it's got the beautiful rack. It's a male. So you've got awesome. A male deer.
A male deer.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. That was for Whitney on Facebook, 94.3DX. 94.3DX, who's this? Hello? Okay. Well, give us a call if
we
that was
him.
You.
Yeah.
We lost him. 1-800-595-2943. Let's see. Oh, my God. My iPad is blown up with messages. 1-800-595-2943. This is kind of a long message, so I'm going to have to read it over the break. But do you have workshops coming up?
I have a Reiki masterclass coming up on October 22nd. So if you are a level 2 Reiki practitioner, you can take your master with me on Saturday, October 22nd.
Okay.
And we learn crystals. We learn psychic surgery. We learn new ways of healing. Psychic surgery sounds
why
cool.
Why does psychic surgery? Because it sounds dangerous.
It sounds dangerous. It's a way of, if someone has, so if you're lying on my table and everyone's always fully clothed, it's not like a massage, and you have something in your, whether it's an old wound in your heart that you just can't let go of, or a problem or an issue, we work together on, I help you release it. And usually if something's stuck in you, it can feel like a big heavy weight in your chest or in your gut. And so we talk about the weight, what it feels like. And then with your permission, I go in and psychically lift out and remove the burden, the problem, the pain, the angst, or whatever it feels like. And people literally feel the burden come off and out of them. So it's called psychic surgery because I help them release it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
It's very, very cool.
Awesome. And if people want to get in touch with you or sign up for that workshop, how can they do so?
The workshop and or coming
for personal readings.
For personal readings or even having psychic surgery done to you, because I can do that for you and help you release your past if you're angry from a divorce or a loss. My office number is 970-223-3457.
All right, perfect. Andel is wondering what his spirit animal is.
Andel?
Yes.
That's a cool name.
I hope Andel is a man, because I'm just assuming that.
It could be a female.
Yeah.
Even if it's a male or a female, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
This is, what is that? It's a seal.
Oh,
it's a little, I saw the flippers and it looks like a little baby seal. It's
okay.
A seal.
Baby seal. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Sarah is a Pisces and she says she's struggling with dating. She feels like she has no desire to be in a relationship, but is wondering if there's anything coming her way, or is she just meant to be single?
Oh, I hear that all the time.
You hear that all the time from me. Okay.
Well, I hear it from a lot of people, usually women. They're afraid, you know.
Well, because I think a lot of us take it really seriously, and, you know, we don't want to just date anyone.
Right. And it's okay to be picky. It's okay to stick to your core values and don't just date the first thing that comes along.
Right.
And that's true for men, too. You know, don't be desperate. Now, if you want to just date for fun, that's fine. But tell the person that you're just dating for fun.
Right.
But if you're dating to take it to the next level, be very picky about what you're looking for in a partner. Well, she's right. I don't see any love coming anytime soon. Does she give an age? I'm better with numbers.
No.
Okay. Let me just look at her real quick. It's Sarah, and she's a Pisces. I'd say it's within probably 2 or 3 years. Now, it doesn't mean she's not going to date for 2 or 3 years.
She just says she's 32.
Okay.
She's listening in real time.
34. So around 34, I feel a very significant relationship coming in.
Okay.
Now, 32, that's interesting. 32 is going off the chart in my head as well, because I feel it lighting up. And so it's interesting. It could be one of two things. You could meet him in the year of being 32 and then get married when you're 34, because 34 is, they're both lit up. And so it could be meet him this year, marry him at 34, or move in, being committed. Or there's someone real significant coming this year that you have to learn an important lesson from. And then the real guy comes at 34. So it could be one of two things, but I like both those numbers, 32 and 34,
okay,
for you. And just don't be afraid, you know, to put yourself out there. You're not going to meet anyone unless you're available.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have to go on, is it called Tinder?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Tinder.
All I ever knew was Match, right?
Yeah.
And
there is Match too.
Right.
You totally
but
do Match.
There's so many new ones now for younger kids.
Bumble and OK Cupid and Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Plenty of Fish is what I met my husband on. So,
but
yeah, you have to be available. You have to put yourself out there. And I know it sounds like, for a lot of women, it seems like, oh, I'm so desperate, I'm going out there on these online datings. Why can't I meet them the old-fashioned way? But things have changed.
So much.
And
so much.
I think it's better than meeting them in a bar.
Yeah.
I would rather meet someone totally on my terms and go have coffee with them, you know, from online dating than to go into a bar and meet them when they're intoxicated.
Right.
Right.
Well, and plus, like with online dating, you can kind of figure out, like with these different apps and stuff, sometimes you can see if you have mutual friends and then you can stalk them on Facebook and find, it's honestly, honest to God, this is what I do every time.
Stalk them.
Well, because I want to make sure I'm not going out with a serial killer or like someone weird who's like in a relationship already. So, like, I don't know. Some people don't do that.
I understand.
I do it. I think everyone does it. I think if you say you've never like looked someone up before a date, I think you're lying.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just like how it is.
Okay.
If you don't do it, you should.
Okay. There you go. There's Molly's advice on dating, and she's way ahead than I am because I'm married. So
well, I'm single. So
okay. Yeah, but she's
now
out there. So. Yeah, Sarah, there is love coming. Do not give up. Be available. Take a chance. Put yourself out there. And just, I guess if I were to just say, just go have fun. And if it grows into something beyond friendship, wonderful.
Alternative for the Front Range.
He got to open up his eyes to the music.
94.3 The X.
On Facebook, Mikey would like to know what his spirit animal is.
Mikey. Hi, Mikey. All right, let's see what is coming into the room. This feels to be, hold on, I'm still looking. I need Molly to sing a song while I'm trying to get the picture of it. No. Oh, yeah, Jeopardy, that works.
No pressure or anything.
This one is, I don't know if he's going to like it. It is a, what do you call those things? We have them out, prairie dogs.
Aww,
it's a prairie dog.
Cute.
Yes.
Love those.
So look up prairie dog. Yeah, some people think they're really cute, and I think they're cute, but they can be really destructive.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely pests, but
at least in town, but you know, we encroached on their land, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But look up prairie dog. It's cute little, that's a rodent. Well, this is a rodent day, isn't it? We've had mice and
a mouse, a meerkat.
Yeah,
prairie dog.
And now a prairie dog.
That's funny. We talked about this in the beginning of the show. We always kick off birthday readings.
Yes.
Taylor's birthday is today, and she was wondering what her year is, and just kind of get like a birthday.
So she missed it. Okay.
Or oh no, she's not talking about numerology. She just wants a birthday reading.
She wants a birthday
but
reading.
But she is in a year. Today's year four. Correct?
She's in a four, and the four is strong. So it's the year of working hard,
working your ass
and
off.
If obstacles come in, don't force or control it. Just back off and see what signs you're being given, what messages. Taylor, I'm flipping your cards. I'm pulling some Taurus energy, which is stubbornness or persistence. I do also show that there's some fear going on. So, Taylor, just kind of working through your fears, your insecurities, trying to find a place of peace or acceptance within yourself, as far as don't judge yourself so harshly. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourself. You really do have a lot of I'm going to use the word luck coming to you this coming year for your next year for your birthday. So from now to next year, a lot of good things will be coming your way. I am pulling the luck card. I also pull, if there's a relationship issue going on, let it go. If you are in the middle of trying to decide what to do about this friend or this partner, and it's just not working, you're better off walking away and letting that go. That's what it feels like to me. Other things going on, you are working on yourself, your self-esteem. So continue to do what feels right for you in a place of peace and love from your heart. And when I say do what's right for you, you're coming from not from your head, like trying whether someone's, you know, you've gotten mad at somebody or someone's trying to take something or do something. It's more about what feels best for you and then doing that without trying to be a people pleaser. You have a lot of good things coming in, but your biggest thing this year that you're going to learn is how to love yourself more, how to accept all your faults, all your issues, and just be kind to you and appreciate who you are and what you do and kindness to other people as well. So that's it
for
Taylor.
Awesome. That was for Taylor. Also, Mikey just wrote back, the prairie dog spirit animal guy. Yeah. He says, I love those little guys.
Oh, there you go.
So that's good. That's good. 94 through the X, who's this?
Hi, my name is Justin.
Hey, Justin. What's your question for Marla?
So I've been seeing the number 444 a lot, and I just got some crazy news like about a week and a half ago. My sister's boyfriend, like, has cancer all over his body, and her baby that's not born yet just got tested positive for Down syndrome.
Wow.
And 99%. And what's crazy is I just moved to Loveland, Colorado, and I'm in the field of with working with adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So it's kind of crazy that I'm like, all this stuff's going on, but
yeah,
I mean, am I doing the right thing here, or should I go home? Because I'm from Arizona, and I don't know. Like, do I go back? Like,
but with all the stuff that's going on,
yeah.
Well, I looked up 444 for you if you haven't looked it up, and this is about the angels that are trying to get you to pay attention, to listen to your intuition and the strong feelings. They're trying to communicate with you during this time of stress, that you are being guided and protected. Now, if you are wanting to know, so if you were wanting to know if you should go back, are you saying move back or just go back for a visit?
Like, move back. I'm going back for a visit already planned, like on the 22nd.
Okay.
But I'm not going to visit, like, family. I just got to go for a vehicle and stuff. But I'm just like, I don't know if I go back home, like, for good.
For
you know?
Good.
And,
okay. Let me just see if that's, because that's a huge undertaking to pick up and just move back.
I know, and I just moved here like a month and a half ago, and I love it, but I just, my heart's heavy, so I don't know.
There's the choice. What's your birthday?
1/29/1993.
So you're the Aquarius. Okay.
Yeah.
And 2 and 3, you're in a 3 personal year. If you weren't afraid or feeling obligated or overwhelmed by all this news that you've gotten about people's, you know, illnesses and problems and stuff, would you so I'm asking you to take fear out of the equation and your worry. If you were just let all that go, if you can, what does your heart tell you to do?
I
still
don't know?
Okay.
I'm still lost.
Okay.
I love being here, but I love my home, you know, and I just, I don't know what to do.
Okay. If you get an I don't know, then you need to wait a little bit more. And that, to me, makes sense with the 444, which is because they're trying to just kind of get messages to you and help you make the right decision. I do not pull a move card yet. I do pull a decision card. And this is the major decision card, yes or no, should I or shouldn't I? And I just feel like you need to just kind of wait. Actually, I pulled 2 decision cards. Wow. So this is just a decision you have to kind of think about before you just jump the gun and do it. Where did you say the home was? Did you say Arizona?
Arizona. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just look, see if I feel it. You know, it's possible that you might move back, but it's not set in stone. I would still hang tight. Wait a little bit, see how things go. Don't be in a huge hurry to just, you know, drop everything and go back. There's something more that you need to just experience or hear before you make that decision. Now, here's another way you can do this. You can ask Spirit to give you a sign, okay? And when we pray or talk to Spirit, we pray inward, meaning if you pray out like you're praying to a God or a spirit or an angel outside of you, that brings in the idea of separation, but we're all connected and Spirit is within us. So you pray or ask for your signs inward. Ask inward. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Pray inward. Okay. And ask your spirit self to give you signs. You can always say, I'm going to stay here in Colorado as long as it's for my highest good. If it's not, then give me a sign that I should move. Okay? So this works for any major decision. You tell the spirit what you tell your spirit what you want. I'm going to stay here in Colorado as long as it's for my highest good, unless you show me otherwise. And then spirit, if they want you to move, they'll show you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what you're doing right now. You're going to stay unless you hear otherwise.
Yeah, it's just crazy is because, all this stuff's been happening, and, 444 has been popping up everywhere, on receipts. I'll be going, on my Facebook news feeds, the time's 444, the time on my phone, everything, license plates on cars. It's crazy. I see it, four or five times a day.
Okay.
So it's just holy cow.
Yeah.
They're telling you to stay strong, hang in there, because four means strong foundation, and that you will get a sign or you will get the message to move as you're supposed to. Otherwise, stay put. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Justin.
All right, thanks, Justin. It's 94 through the X, and we have run out of time. But Marla, if people want to get personal readings with you or get in touch with you for workshops and
or
stuff,
or have
like
some
that,
Reiki done or some psychic surgery
psychic
to pull
surgery.
Out some heavy duty stuff that you've been hanging on to for years,
how can they get in touch with you?
970-223-3457.
Or MarlaMitchell.com
is my website. Yes.
Awesome. And we'll see you again next week, Marla.
That's right.